This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. 29 pounds of fentanyl and 11 pounds of meth, along with more than 100 grams each of heroin and cocaine, were confiscated in a series of traffic stops between February and October last year. Now, 10 people have been indicted by a Colorado grand jury for alleged involvement in a drug trafficking ring. Attorney General Phil Weiser announced today that the ring ran from Adams County to Prowers. The suspects are facing various drug felonies. A record number of Coloradans signed up for coverage through the state's health insurance marketplace this year. It was launched as part of the Affordable Care Act, often known as Obamacare. Kevin Patterson is Connect for Health's CEO. He says financial assistance and insurance access have been key.
We are thrilled to see such high volume of people on the exchange, and we're happy also that we actually are seeing fewer calls. So they're coming in either through brokers or on our website much more smoothly.
Enhanced ACA subsidies passed under the Biden administration cut premium payments nearly in half for millions and doubled enrollment, but they're set to expire at the end of 2025 unless Congress extends them. A parent group suing Denver Public Schools is asking a judge to block planned school closures until the case is resolved. The group known as Mamas to DPS is seeking to prevent the school board from closing 10 schools. Board members voted in November to close the locations by the end of this school year due to declining enrollment. Snow overnight in the metro and the mountains. You're listening to CPR News.